Chapter in our continuing series, All in the Family Way, Visits with Families of Washington County. This evening, we'll be looking in on another of the staunch, good-hearted families of the county, this one in the town of Forest Grove. It's the home of Maud and Beowulf Larson.
This is a pair of averaged, middle-aged, middle Americans, both proud Oregonians, who live with their only son, Winthrop, and Maud's father, Knapp.
Right now, the couple occupies the living room's two easy chairs. Maud's busy with her knitting, and Beowulf reading his newspaper as he smokes a pipe full of medical marijuana. Aside from a People's Republic of China flag standing in one corner and a cigar store Indian in another, the room is sparsely furnished.
Beowulf, the manager of a Rite Aid drugstore, is, sadly enough, becoming increasingly brain dead from an old, untreated gonorrhea infection and from years of sampling prescription methamphetamine at his store. He is frequently confused with the late Hollywood movie star Fred McMurray, though the confusion is only in his own mind.
Maud, his stay-at-home wife, spends most of her time knitting afghans.
In his bedroom, still sleeping off an afternoon drunk, is Maud's father, Napoleon Lichtenfarber, a retired German Army officer.
The Larsons' one son, Winthrop, is about to arrive home from his day at a local community college. Let's listen in.
Nothing but bad news today, wifey. The election is less than 3 years away, and the Republicans are running an even wackier lineup for 2020 than they did 2016. The Democrats are running Michelle Obama, and the only person really fit to be president, Louis Black, isn't running at all. Well, he wouldn't have a snowball's chance anyway.
That's sad, Beowulf. Who will be the Brotherhood of Satan's candidate?
The Satanists are not running a candidate this year. They figure they'll back whomever the Republicans nominate.
Winthrop enters. He wears a crinoline skirt in the green and white colors of his alma mater and thick makeup.
Hi, Daddy Beowulf. Hi, Mummy Maud.
Winthrop, my son, welcome home. Learn anything at college today?
We relived the tragic history of the Osmond family and learned how Millard Fillmore invented 3D movie glasses in his White House basement workshop with the help of elves and a young Ed Asner. Then we studied the politically correct way to smoke crack and deconstructed the Battle of Porkchop Hill. For homework, we are to tie everything together in a 9/11 conspiracy theory. It's all information that will prove so useful in facing whatever life holds for me.
Happy to hear you're learning a lot of good stuff at Portland State. Truly, the Harvard of the Northwest.
Indeed, but a lot cheaper.
Go Vikes! Guess what else? I changed my major, guys. Look, see? I'm wearing a nurse's cap.
But you were making such good progress majoring in sustainable cannabis horticulture with a minor in tap dancing.
No, I was failing my cannabis course and bogarting those joints, my friends, as well as my practicum in soft shoe. So I've decided to become a double major in dental appreciation and bicurious nursing. Naturally, that required that I come out of the closet.
Beowulf angrily drops his newspaper, reddens his face, puffs out his cheeks, and makes steam come out of his ears.
Oh my God, you're queer now? Great Lenin's ghost! I'll bet it was the result of your doting on those Steven Seagal movies from Hulu. Indeed, it's produced a sexual about-face your mother and I have long hoped to see. Saints be praised, all hail Steven Seagal, you're finally gay!
Energetically choking your chicken night after night in your room while gazing wistfully upon Seagal's magnificently gay ponytail on the TV screen.
It was the magic we prayed would work, and it did.
Oh, gosh, Mom. You knew I was whacking off, yet you never reprimanded me. That was really awesome of you. I'd love you two guys.
I'll never forget the day we took away your Barbie dolls and replaced them with Burt Reynolds action figures. A move that has now paid the gayest of dividends.
My little boy, ever since I began dressing you in those taffeta gowns, I was hoping someday you would become a rainbow warrior, and now you have. Mama's little Fruit Loop. Kudos, Winthrop.
Congratulations, son. I'm coming a full-on sodomite. It's hard to believe we now actually have a bum chum in the family, a chutney ferret, a fart-knocking friend of Dorothy. Maud, my sweet, we're going to have to bake him a cake. A fruit cake, to be precise.
Mmm, with lots of glossy cherries, I hope. Mom, Dad, wait. There's more. I'm engaged.
Ah, no doubt to a young homosexual fellow like yourself, I assume. I only hope your squeeze is a dedicated socialist.
In all candor, Pop, I think he may be something of an old fascist.
Well, I suppose we can learn to live with that. But please tell us you're not having to marry this rump ranger because you got him in a family way.
Say it isn't so, Winthrop. Geez, after all we taught you about pulling out early... That would be a fine kettle of fish, a big slap on our faces, the kind of thing that leads to shotgun weddings, and they are always in bad taste.
No worries there, Ma. My guy is too old to have a baby. And the wrong sex, for that matter.
I take it your comrade will play the role of wife?
Mostly, Dad, though we may switch off every so often.
How soon can we meet your new beau, Winthrop?
You can meet him right now. Here he comes shuffling out of his bedroom.
Napoleon Lichtenfarber enters the room. He wears Nazi regalia.
Daddy, not you. My son cannot be marrying an old fart like you.
Holy Ho Chi Minh! Nap, my own Nazi father-in-law marrying my son? Now, if that don't bugger all.
Bugger all? You betcha, sweet cheeks. You know, marriage between two practicing homosexuals ain't illegal in this country no more, by jinkies.
Daddy, this is such an uncommon surprise. Just how long have you been a poofter? Like, were you gay while you were married to my mom?
Sad to admit, I was in the closet back then, honey. Your mother was in there with me, along with your transgender Uncle Hortense and Beowulf's half-wit cousin Einstein.
I bet all of you were going at it hot and heavy under the overcoat.
Not a pretty picture, Napoleon. Do you really think this marriage is a good idea? After all, Winthrop is your grandson. That would make yours an incestuous relationship, taboo in any but the most primitive societies.
Well, boo-hoo for society. You know as well as I do, this family has been in incestuous situations for centuries.
Yeah, it's what I... got our ancestors kicked out of Iceland. We used to think it was only the family's membership in the Reykjavik Swingers Club and the fact they were all Nazis.
Hell, you're in an incestuous relationship right now yourself, Beowulf.
Daddy, please.
That's right, Maud. Only you and the neighbors are unaware that Beowulf is your brother.
Not to mention that he's her husband, so that must mean I'm...
Yes, you are your own evil twin. And soon, you will be your parents' stepmother.
How am I ever going to explain all this in a wedding announcement?
Someone is at the front door. Whoever could it be?
Why don't you open it and find out?
Why, it's our next-door neighbor, pederast Pete Pillbox, and his wife, Barf. And hello to you, too, Barf. I mean, Mrs. Pillbox.
Hi. I was wondering whether we can expect you folks at the mock lynching in the park tonight. As you know, there are no people of color living in Washington County, so we have to make do with a simulated victim. We got one of those practice victims from the fire department and smeared him up with blackberry jam. Afterwards, we'll let the kids lick him off.
Why, sure, pederast Pete. Wouldn't miss it for the world.
And while you're here... take these tickets for you and your wife to attend the annual countywide Hitler's birthday celebration. I'm afraid Donald Trump couldn't make it, but Pat Buchanan and David Duke will be there.
Thanks, Nat. This really is a great town, isn't it? I've never been so happy since I moved to John Day.
But you didn't. This is Forest Grove.
Forest Grove? Not John Day? Now there's one hell of a development. Well, nothing to do but...
Dumb son of a bitch shot himself.
Easy, Barf. Your husband is now in a better place.
Better than Forest Grove? Impossible. We love it here.
And so ends our visit with the Larson family in Forest Grove. Tune in next month when we continue our series on Washington County families by visiting with policewoman Brenda and Gladys Fitzwilliam in beautiful downtown Beaverton.